I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Taliban criticizes Russia's invasion of Ukraine, calling for restraint and a peaceful resolution to the conflict. This comes just months after the Taliban violently seized power from Afghanistan's elected government. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the Taliban wants to be seen as having international influence.
When the Taliban controlled Afghanistan before 9/11, I think they were pretty much content to just control Afghanistan and be left to themselves and stay out of world situations. I think this time around, they are really trying to say, no, we're the legitimate government. We're going to participate in world events. We're going to speak on things that are happening in the world.
Please ask God to strengthen Afghan Christians as they face persecution. Jesus Film Project and their parent ministry crew have staff both inside Ukraine and neighboring countries. Over 2 million people have fled the war in Ukraine so far. Lucinda Mason says Jesus Film Project is equipping staff to give refugees physical aid and spiritual hope through the Jesus film.
People are coming out scared. Obviously, they are emotionally drained, PTSD. I mean, everything can be going on with them. And the chance that they can hear Jesus in their own language and hear the hope that he gives and the salvation that he offers, I just can't imagine how impactful that will be.
Jesus Film Project has an interactive prayer experience where Ukrainian believers are submitting their requests, and you can respond. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org.